This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Lok Sabha today resumed special discussion on Operation Sindoor. Participating in the discussion, Home Minister Amit Shah said the Indian Army, CRPF and Jammu and Kashmir Police yesterday neutralized the three terrorists who were involved in the Pahalgam terror attack during Operation Mahadev.
कल ऑपरेशन महादेव में सुलेमान उर्फे फैजल जट अफगान और जिब्रान तीन आतंकवादी सेना सीआरपीएफ और जम्मू कश्मीर पुलिस के संयुक्त अभियान में ऑपरेशन महादेव में मारे गए। सुलेमान ए श्रेणी का लश्कर ए तोयबा का कमांडर था पहलगाम हमले में और गगनगिर आतंकी हमले में वो लिप्त था इसके ढेर सारे सबूत हमारी एजेंसियों के पास।
मिस्टर शाह हेल्ड द कंट्रीज आर्म फोर्सेस सेइंग दे एलिमिनेटेड द टेररिस्ट एंड डिसमेंटल्ड द कैंप्स विद सर्जिकल प्रिसिशन अंडर ऑपरेशन सिंदूर। He emphasized that the Narendra Modi government has a policy of zero tolerance against terrorism. The Home Minister criticized former Home Minister P. Chidambaram for seeking proof of the terrorists being from Pakistan, giving clean chit to Pakistan. Participating in the discussion, K. Kanimori of the DMK said Mr. Shah criticized the opposition and made it sound like they were less patriotic, but DMK has never failed the nation.
In his speech pointed out saying he made it sound like we are less patriotic. We have never failed this nation. We stood with this country. You are against us.
Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party lauded the role of the armed forces during Operation Sindoor. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi also hailed the role of the armed forces. Shiv Sena's Shrikant Shinde thanked the NDA government for giving him the opportunity to lead the delegation to different countries as part of a global outreach against terrorism following Operation Sindoor. The discussion is underway. Sharing Home Minister Amit Shah's speech in the Lok Sabha, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post today described it as a remarkable address that provided important details about the two operations. The Prime Minister emphasized that Operation Sindoor and Operation Mahadev played a significant role in eliminating cowardly terrorists. The Rajya Sabha is also holding special discussion on Operation Sindoor. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the Indian Army and Security Forces for eliminating three terrorists in Jammu and Kashmir who brutally killed 26 innocent people in Pahalgam.
22 अप्रैल को पहलगाम इलाके में 26 मासूम और निर्दोष लोगों की निर्मम हत्या कर दी थी सभापति महोदय भारत की आंतरिक और बाह्य सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित करने में हमारी सेनाओं और हमारी सुरक्षा बलों की जो भूमिका रही है मैं कह सकता हूं विश्वास के साथ उसकी जितने भी सराहना की जाए वो कम है अध्यक्ष महोदय।
The Business Advisory Committee has allotted 2 hours for consideration of resolution for extension of president rule in Manipur for the further period of 6 months with effect from the 13th of next month. Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Harivansh, made the announcement in Rajya Sabha today. The Defence Research and Development Organisation conducted 2 consecutive successful flight tests of the Pralay missile on the 20th and 29th of July from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha. The test validated the missile's maximum and minimum range capability with pinpoint accuracy. The 27-hour and 30-minute countdown for NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR, slated for launch tomorrow, began this afternoon at 14:10 hours Indian Standard Time. NISAR is the first joint satellite mission of the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, and American Space Agency, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. In Himachal Pradesh, 3 persons lost their lives while one is missing after cloudburst hit Jail Road on Monday following intense rainfall overnight. Meanwhile, the Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Rajasthan, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. International Tigers Day has been celebrated today. The day aims to promote a global system for protecting the natural habitats of tigers and to raise awareness and support about the tiger conservation. Addressing an event in the National Zoological Park in New Delhi on the occasion, Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav said 11 new tiger reserves have been added in the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.